This is Passport to Texas. An estimated 50 endangered ocelots survive in the thick brush and shelters of the lower Rio Grande Valley, including Cameron County. As the human population there grows, so do cat-car run-ins. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reported 4 ocelot deaths on Highway 100, which goes to South Padre Island, in as many years.
TxDOT is working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife to determine the best way to keep ocelots off the road, but also allow for disbursement into other habitat areas.
When it comes to roads and wildlife, TxDOT gets involved. Octavio Sines works out of their FAR office.
We're also trying to determine the best locations to place wildlife crossings to allow the ocelot and other wildlife to travel under the roadways. And in the interim, we're trying to determine the best locations to fence and allow the ocelot to travel across the roadways at narrow locations to minimize the locations and number of mortalities on the roadway.
Until then, if you live in or are visiting that area of Texas, be aware of who and what shares the road with you.
In Cameron County, look out for the wildlife crossing signs. Slow down when you see the signs to a safe speed. And also be alert, especially during the dawn and the dusk hours where the ocelot will be most likely to be traveling.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.